Hi guys, and happy Monday.
Happy Monday, everyone.
We are back with an episode.
And today we are going to be talking about why we have to be strong as a mother, quote unquote. I just constantly like feeling the pressure or the need to do it all, be it all, and like everything depends on us.
Yeah, I feel like I always have to do it, so nobody can say they do it for me.
Yeah, definitely as a young mom, I feel that heavy. It's like you never want anything to be thrown back into your face or be like, you know, oh, I did this for you, or yeah, no, we don't cut it all out.
Right.
But it just sucks feeling like you always have to be self-reliant because, you know, raising kids really truly takes the village. But, you know, people have a tendency to let moms down. So moms are just like, you know, I don't want my kid to go without, so I'll just do it myself. Or no one's going to do it how I can do it.
Right.
Sort of thing. Yeah. Which I feel like I feel a lot of. So, I don't know.
I definitely feel like if somebody is doing something for me, I feel like in their mind, it's like, oh, she couldn't do this, so she had to ask me.
Yeah. Which no one ever wants to hear, but I feel like I've worked so hard on getting better at that because I feel like that type of mindset has bled into other areas of my life. And it's something that I'm trying to, like, let go of. I'm trying to, like, go of the control and let go of all these things. So, like, okay, with my girl's dad, for instance, like, even though I know he may say that, or even if he does say, like, oh, you needed my help or whatever, I've learned to be not okay with that because most of the time I don't do the truth. Like, I didn't need your help, but I didn't create these kids on my own, so you're going to help type of thing.
Right.
And I should feel no shame about that. I shouldn't feel guilty for asking you to help with children that you helped create. That's your job.
Right.
But it does take a lot of practice to get to that point, for sure.
Definitely. I feel like I'm still kind of at the point of, I got it. I'll do it by myself. Don't worry about it.
I'm on this whole, like, feminine journey. I'm trying to stop living in my masculine so much because then I feel like that just attracts the opposite of what I want in my life.
Yeah.
And I feel like being a mom, being a single mom, like, that's so hard because within the dynamics of our household, like, I have to be masculine and feminine. You know, there is no man of our house.
Right.
It's just me. So, but I'm trying. It just takes a lot of practice. And I have to let go a lot of control because I don't have to do it all. And I won't do it all.
Yeah. And it's just like, at what point do I say, okay, here it's your turn, and be all right with that?
It just takes practice. I think I've gotten to a really good place. Like, the last time I was in Maryland, like, I let the girls stay the night at their dad's, like, 3 nights in a row. And I remember, like, one night I went out, one night I just slept in. And then, like, another night I did something with my brother and sister. But I remember, like, my dad saying to me, like, oh, your mom never got a break. You know, the only break your mom got was when she was in the hospital with y'all. And, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, Dad, like, are you really bragging on that? Like, my poor mom.
Right.
Like, you never give her a break. Like, if you're telling me that to try to make me feel guilty about my kid's other parent being a parent, it's never going to work. I'm not going to feel guilty, you know?
Right.
But it took me a long time to get to that point. But I don't know. You just have to become okay with it because you get burnt out. And I used to be so burnt out all the time. So I will take any little break I can get.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I'm at the burnt out point.
Big at the burnt out point.
Pretty
much. I can tell you that.
Pretty much. And it's just like, I don't know. I just push through. I wake up and do the next day, the next task, the next whatever it is.
You have to refill your cup. Like, I know that's so cliche, but you really can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
You cannot. I am such a bad mom when I haven't had a break in a long time. Like, I'm snapping at my kid. I'm just anxious. Those are those times where, like, I just be crying in the middle of the day. And, like, you are just so tired and overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta lean on your support or find support if you don't have it, you know?
Yeah, I definitely feel like if I was to actually use it and take advantage of it, I have the support to get out and do what I want to do or need to do or just have time. But then it's just like, okay, am I considered a bad mom for doing it?
I think most women feel that way because society has painted this picture that, like, if you're not with your kids 24/7, you're a shitty parent. And that's just so not the case. Coming from someone who's really with their kids 24/7, like, everyone needs a break.
Definitely.
You feel better. And it doesn't have to be, like, going out. Like, a lot of girls that I talk to, they're like, I'm like, you know, you need a break. Like, you deserve a break. And they're like, well, I don't feel like going out. Like, you don't have to go out. You don't have to go, you know, kicking with all these people. It could be as simple as getting to do your night routine uninterrupted and getting to go to bed without having to put your little one to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, little shit like that. Or getting to go to the grocery store without kids.
I try to take advantage of that every chance I get. Taking her to the store is just a no.
I hate taking my kids to the store. We go once, like, every 2 weeks, like, with them, with me.
And it's just, like, I don't know. Tyann always tries to find a toy, and mommy, I want to go see this. Mommy, I want to go see that.
It's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I don't try to keep this, like, her out the store because I feel like then you have to worry about her not being trained how to act in the store.
Yeah.
So, you know, we go, but it's just like, I'm not about to fight with you on getting something. I'm not gonna fight with you.
Well, look, I'm a parent who believes that children should be allowed to be children in public spaces, just like adults get to be adults in public spaces. So, you know, I know a lot of moms are, like, scared, like, what if my kid has a tantrum or, you know, whatever. Like, it can be frustrating to deal with, but only if you make it frustrating, you know? Yeah. I literally, this was last Saturday because we were getting her dance shoes. I've laid on the floor of Target crying because we weren't buying Halloween costumes yet. And I was just so proud of myself because I sat there and I let her have her moment. I didn't, you know, because I feel like normally, like, I would freak out or, like, I would be anxious. Like, all these people are looking at you, like, get up, that type of thing. But honestly, I've had such a fuck it attitude. Like, are you really, like, what are you judging? My 3-year-old being 3?
Right.
Like, she's working through her emotions, and it's going to be okay. So, I don't know. You just got to take it each day that it comes. And I feel like some shit just feels like a big deal because society and, like, all these people have told us it's supposed to be a big deal when really it does not need to.
Right. It doesn't even matter. It's just like, I don't know. Being a young parent, you always look at it as, okay, well, if I do this, they're going to judge me because, one, I'm a young parent, two, they feel like I'm not doing the right thing. And then you constantly have your kids or do everything because you are a young parent. And, you know,
yeah.
It goes back to people judging you for being a young parent or people feeling like you're not raising your kid right because they feel like you're still a child yourself.
Yeah. You know what? Now that you say that, that just makes me think about Because I did used to feel like the need to constantly prove myself as a young mom for. And I've been trying to think about, like, what switched, like, what was the change? Because I haven't always been this way. Now that, like, you saying that just made me think of, like, when I used to, like, try to prove myself, like, especially to, like, my family or the first time that I left their dad, you know, trying to prove something to him, like, I could do it on my own. And literally, like, my family and him, like, not giving a shit. And, like, me being so disappointed by their reaction.
Right.
So, like me moving into my first apartment, I think that was the biggest one. Because I was so fucking proud of myself.
Yeah.
Like, as a young mom, like, moving out into my own place. And I had a nice first apartment.
Yeah. It was so cute.
Like, a real nice. Like, I'm looking back, I'm really proud of myself for that. And for my family to not react in the way that I wanted them to or anticipated they would was so disappointing. I think from that point forward, I was just kind of like, I don't have shit to prove to anyone but myself.
Yeah, because they don't notice it anyway.
Right. So I feel like that's when I started to kind of like let go of that and stop living so much for others, because at the end of the day, it's my life. The only person who matters. It's me. And in this case, you know, your kid.
Yeah, because what's best for them is what's best for you, and what's best for you is best for them.
That's how it's supposed to be. I think it's really hard when you don't, when you haven't had that realization yet. Or in, like, that first year or two of motherhood.
Yeah.
It's really hard. That's lost. But, y'all, you don't have shit to prove to anybody. Seriously.
At all.
Because these people not really doing it like you may think that they are. Like, shit that you see on social media, like, it's not a contest, because that shit is barely real.
Right. That's what they want you to see.
Exactly. Like, there have been so many people that, like, I would see, I'm like, damn, like, they're doing so good in life, but, like, you know, they have all this stuff. And then, like, I get back in touch with these people. And, like, you get to know, like, their real life. It's just like, oh, you be out here struggling just like me.
Yeah.
We're not that different at all.
It's just hidden because they try to live this life.
I used to compare myself to other people so much.
Yeah.
But everybody else be going through it too. And some people that I used to wish, like, had the relationship that they had with, you know, whoever, I just don't wish this shit at all anymore. It's like, no, never mind, I'm good.
Right.
Your life's not all that I thought it was.
Like, they could be missing something that would be something so big to you, but they don't know.
Right.
Because they miss it already. Like, they don't have it, so they can't miss it. But you miss it because you either had it or you know you can have it. I feel like you shouldn't put too much pressure on yourself as a young mom, and, you know, try to step away as much as you can. And I say this as somebody that doesn't step away.
Ever. So I hope you're talking to yourself.
It doesn't work for me.
That's hard. I think for you, you need, like, a big life change.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I just got out the place that you're in right now. And I think the only thing that helped me was just, like, a big change. And for me, that was my move.
I feel like a lot will change when I move. I just haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah. It will.
Once I finally get my life together. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like in every aspect of being a mom and, you know, outside being a mom, I've lost who I am outside being a mom because I try to do everything.
Yeah.
And then to add depression and anxiety, which my anxiety this past week has been very high.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? You don't know.
Just, I don't, like, I feel like certain triggers, and then, like, we had an incident at work, and
yeah.
I feel like people can look at it like, okay, you know, he did what he did, and that was that. But how I look at it as is, okay, you hit one of my triggers, and you reminded me of somebody that I don't care to talk to, I don't care to deal with, I don't care to be around.
Yes.
So at this point, it's nothing for us to talk about anymore. And I just don't want to be in your space. I don't want you in my space. Like, the coworker texted me and was like, oh, what do you get from Tropical Smoothie? And I didn't respond because, sir, do you forget what happened yesterday? Right. Like, literally yesterday.
Oh, honey.
So it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it's certain things that I need to change to get to a point of my anxiety not being high, my depression being under control, and stepping away from being a full-time mom that has to have control over everything.
Oh. I don't know. I just, doing what's right for you, stepping outside of your comfort zone, I think for you specifically, would help. But yeah, it's hard.
I feel like stuff that would be outside of my comfort zone now is stuff that I used to do comfortably.
Yeah. It's just out of your comfort zone because you're a mom and, you know, you feel like you can't enjoy those things now that you're a mom.
Yeah. That's crazy because I was talking to two of my friends and I was like, oh, yeah, we should go to Topgolf. And I have not texted them back. I haven't DM'd them or anything to, you know, fully plan it and actually do it. But it's just like, these were two people that I was always out with.
Yeah. I think it's hard, too. Like, people who you used to kick it with before kids. And then, like, still trying to kick it, like, after kids. Like, there's a mental block, especially if they don't have kids.
Yeah.
It's hard. There's, like, a mental block, and it makes it so hard to connect. Yeah.
That's real. This girl I follow on Instagram, she just had her baby today.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, you know, congratulations, welcome to motherhood, you know, and I was just like, you know, if you need anything, let me know. And it's not even the simple fact of us being close, but it's the fact of I'm a mom, so I know how days are, or months are. So, you know, to have somebody say, oh, if you need anything, let me know.
Yeah. It matters.
Yeah, regardless if you take up on it or not, just knowing that person's there.
Yep. I always try to be that for new moms too, like, and not even in like a pushy way, but just like, girl, I've been through the trenches of motherhood. If you just, you know, and sometimes it's like I've become really good friends with this one girl, and well, since she's become a mom, and we literally bonded, not even over her sharing, you know, what she was going through with me, but just me sharing like the shit that I've been through. And then it wasn't until like 2 months later where she was like, you know, at that time I was going through X, Y, and Z. And so hearing that, like, you had went through that too, like, was comforting, even though you didn't even know.
Right.
That's what was happening, type of thing. And I'm just like, girl, I get it, because I felt like I was alone. Like, nobody prepared me for motherhood at all. Yeah. Like, besides changing diapers and being up in the middle of the night, like, that's the easy shit.
Right. And it's just like, somebody posted like a meme, and it was like, oh, if they would have sent home a baby dad, I would have learned my lesson.
Fuck yes.
I have to find
I've seen
it.
That. Yes.
Okay.
If I had to deal with my baby daddy in high school for a week.
It said, if school would have sent me home with a baby daddy instead of a fake baby, I probably would have learned my lesson.
Yes. If they did that, I promise I would have never let a man touch me. No, you know what else had me feeling that way? I went through, and, you know, I was, like, going through some pictures I had taken, and I'm, like, trying to figure out which one I wanted to post. And then, like, I kept scrolling, whatever, and I seen, like, pictures of me, like, days before I gave birth, and just, like, the difference in, of course, you know, your stomach, but, like, my face, just, like, literally everything. I was like, yo, like, if I knew that yeah. This is what it did to me, I would never let a man touch me. It's not worth it.
I don't know. It's just, like, certain things. Like, especially because your pregnancies are so hard.
So hard. I am traumatized of ever getting pregnant again. Which, I do want more kids, and I would love to have a son one day. And at least two more kids. But, like, I'm telling you, it's going to have to be with a man who worships the ground that I walk on. Because ain't no fucking way I'm carrying a baby again. Pregnancy is just so hard on me.
Yeah.
It's nearly killed me, literally.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I haven't had those problems, so it's just like, oh no, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I want one more, but I gotta wait.
She said, I gotta wait. I know. I'm just like, where is my husband? So I can give him a son and call it a day. Wrap it up and just take the whole uterus. Whatever that.
Take the whole thing out.
Just take it. I don't want it no more.
Right now, I don't want to have periods, cramping, none of it. I would be done. That's the best part about being pregnant.
I know. Well, my periods postpartum have not been bad.
I freaking wish.
For now.
I'm supposed to. So, I was on the patch. I'm off the patch right now. But I'm about to get back on the patch. I have to go get it refilled. But I love the patch because when I tell you,
I told you like, what was that, 3 years ago?
Yeah. The patch is the freaking
is that
best.
Girl. She's the one.
Yep, I need it. And like my doctor, Yeah, my doctor prescribed me Motrin 800s for when I have my period for cramping.
Oh, nice.
I was like, dang, I should have got that already. But I'm definitely gonna get it. I just feel like I try to take time off from having my patch on to see if, like, my weight changes or anything. But it doesn't matter. It's me. I'm convinced.
It's just that it's me. No, there's definitely something underlying going on. I've been telling you that.
Yeah. Well, everything came back normal, so.
That's what they say. They don't be fucking doing their jobs.
It was crazy.
They've been fucking telling me everything was fine for like 7 fucking years. I was in pain and gaining a lot of weight and losing a lot of weight randomly. Bitch got a whole motherfucking disease. So,
not take a disease.
The blood work with a grain of salt.
Well, not even the blood work. It was what? Blood work, freaking ultrasounds. What else did she do? I don't know. I feel like I did a bunch of shit. I want some ice cream so bad right now. It's so sad. I literally, if you see me in person, you would literally think I'm pregnant. And it's crazy. And nothing I'm doing is working.
Well, we gotta try something different.
Because I could eat in a calorie deficit, or even how I lost weight before, not eating, you know, a bunch of meals a day or only eating one meal a day. At least if I ate one meal a day, I was still losing weight. I feel like I could eat one meal a day and still nothing happens.
I feel like for you, it's definitely a hormone thing. Your hormones have got to be out of whack, because that's how I was before I had surgery. And all the buildup. Oh, sorry, I'm over here about to fucking choke. you know, before I got surgery and they officially diagnosed me with endo, I had so much growing in my body. I had so much of, like, certain hormones, you know, being produced from all that extra tissue, and I couldn't shake the weight no matter what I did until literally it got cut out and gone. So I think a lot of times too, when women gain like a lot of weight and they think it's like their stomach, I feel like a lot of times like it's your uterus, like your uterus be inflamed.
Yeah.
And so then it looks like it's your stomach, but it's really not, like it's a whole separate issue.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna try something else I've seen, and we're going to trial and error. I will let you guys know an update.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to take advantage of being, you know, only a couple, well, not a couple months. My baby's about to be fucking one.
I was about to say
a couple months postpartum. I am not a couple months postpartum, but I'm still within my first year postpartum, and I think my endo growth has been really slow, so I'm trying to take advantage of that to try and lose some weight and get in shape. I finally got the okay to, like, lift heavy weights again, because I wasn't supposed to for 18 months after I got off of my, like, chemotherapy that I was on.
Yeah.
Because it made my bones so weak. So I finally got the okay to lift heavy weights again, so.
That's exciting.
Get back in shape.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I partly feel like because I don't consistently go to the gym, that's one thing.
It's but hard.
Yeah, it definitely is. And,
like, bro, who wants to go work out after you have been at work all day, dealing with your kid all day? Bitch, I'm tired.
Right. Oh, can we talk about, this is our third day that we try to podcast?
Right, because I kept falling asleep at the end of the day. Like, and I'm in school right now, so I'm like having really, really long days.
Yeah, it's just like either she falls asleep or I fall asleep. So then it's just like, okay, we'll do it another day. But today we finally said, okay, we need to do it.
We made the time.
Yeah, but it's just
and like, our daughters are night owls who think that they're supposed to stay up all night and not go to bed.
Yeah. I'm just like, for real. If once I get turned on to go to sleep and I get to the gym and get home, it'll probably be like 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's so late.
Then I would have to turn around and be up at 5 o'clock. It just doesn't work because then I'm super tired. So,
exhausted.
Yeah, going to the gym at night doesn't work for me. Then you have the people like, okay, then go in the morning then. Okay, so I would have to leave my house by 3:30, get to the gym by 4 o'clock.
Who the fuck is waking up that early?
Exactly.
Like, just count me out right there because ain't no fucking way. You would have to wake up at minimum 2:30 so you could brush your teeth and put on some clothes and get a water bottle. Who the fuck is waking up that early?
Yeah, no. So then get to the gym by 4, work out, get back home just so that I could get myself ready and my toddler ready so that we could leave out the house by 7 o'clock. So right now, I'm not in a space to go to the gym morning or night because I'm tired and I don't have the time. I don't care if people be like, oh, dedication. No, dedication is not winning this battle over here.
Yeah. Because some people don't realize, like, I hate when people say, oh, we all have the same 24 hours. But we don't have the same fucking resources. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just stop. I hate when people say that. I hate that phrase. It genuinely irritates my soul because it's so fucking inconsiderate.
Like, we might have the same 24 hours, but I'm pretty sure I dealt with enough tantrums, outbursts, mommy 10 million times in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I agree. This week has been okay. I made like a really tight schedule and I've been able, well, one night I wasn't able to work out at all, but all the other nights I've been able to work out, but I've only been getting 5 hours of sleep a night.
Oh no.
And so it's like, you know, yeah, I feel okay now, but you can't live like that forever. Like, I'm gonna crash in a couple more days. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's just like I wake up at 6:30. I'll usually do homework from 6:30 to 7:30. Then I get me and the kids ready. We have to leave the house by 8:30, go to work. We get home about 7. You know, you're doing bath time, you're doing dinner, bedtime. They usually sleep by 10. Then I'm doing more homework, cleaning, and then I work out for like 45 minutes and then take a shower. It's about 1:30 if I haven't fallen asleep yet.
Right.
Keep in mind, I'm falling asleep at 1:30.
Heck no, I fall asleep putting Tiana to sleep, so it never works.
I've been having way too much caffeine lately.
I definitely feel like I need a coffee in the morning and an energy drink midday to get through the getting Tiana ready for bed or getting her to soccer practice or dance practice and getting home to either feed her or get her in the shower, get her ready for bed. Like, I need that second caffeinated drink.
I've been trying to cut back on my coffee in the morning when I first wake up because I actually haven't really been needing it. Like, once I get up out the bed, wash my face, like, get going, my energy, like, naturally has been picking up. But I always need a coffee about 1:30, 2 o'clock every day. And then I'll come home, do dinner, and then take pre-workout to help me get through the rest of the night. But you're not supposed to take caffeine that late because then you don't truly get into deep sleep.
But the thing about it is like, I feel like the caffeinated drinks, well, not even caffeinated drinks, because everything has caffeine in it at some point. I feel like the energy drinks, the coffees, and all of that, my body is so used to it that I don't get.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's why I'm also trying to not have my coffee in the morning and, like, really only take my coffee or pre-workout when I really, really feel like I need it. Because I think I would drink coffee every morning out of habit. Because I did need it at one point in time. Like, I did need a morning pickup. But then I just came to the habit of it. And it's just like, you don't really need it for real right now, today. And it's good to take those breaks.
Yeah. I feel so, you know, here and there we'll get coffee from Starbucks. And, like, my GM was like, oh, I'll get what you get. So then I got it for him. And he was just like, I'm going to have a heart attack. You drink this all the time? Yeah.
I was
going to
say, the coffee that I drink would probably, really, seriously, give someone heart palpitations.
Yeah. I get 3 shots of espresso. Like,
well, I've started getting 4 because 3 was doing nothing for me anymore.
I feel like I'm getting to that point, but I've been trying to hold off.
Yeah, 4 hits it for me. Do 4 shots of espresso. You know, all the good syrups and flavorings and caramel drizzles. And that gives me through.
I want another Starbucks drink to try. I heard toffee nut is good. I want to try that. But, like, I need someone to tell me a drink. I don't like pumpkin, so don't tell me pumpkin spice.
Okay, so I don't like pumpkin either. The only thing that I will get is the pumpkin cream cold brew. Because it doesn't taste too pumpkin-y to me.
So I got one of my coworkers the pumpkin cold brew at Dunkin', and they do pumpkin.
I don't like Dunkin's pumpkin anything.
I get their their pumpkin cold foam and cold brew drink is literally the only thing that's pumpkin in it is the cold foam. Because I clicked on the pumpkin cold brew, whatever, and I was like, oh, let me put, you know, pumpkin spice or whatever. It literally said brown sugar cinnamon, and it didn't have the option for pumpkin spice. So, right? So I was like, okay, well, I was like, the only thing in your drink that's pumpkin is literally the cold foam. So I don't know who. Right. I'm like, I don't know who's going to Dunkin' thinking they're getting a pumpkin spice drink. You're not. You're getting brown sugar cinnamon with pumpkin cold foam.
I'm worried now.
Right. Save your money, because I'm pretty sure if you went to Starbucks, they would give you pumpkin everything.
They do. They put, like, the pumpkin syrup in it. Over here watering my plants.
Okay, so
my little hole makes me happy.
It says ask for a iced toffee nut latte with sweet cream cold foam and caramel drizzle.
See, look, one thing about me, I'm gonna add caramel drizzle to everything.
Yes. Oh my god.
Like, and I'll be like, can you put your caramel drizzle in the cup?
Okay, so I was going to the one in Waldorf by the Navy Federal before the new one opened with the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And I only liked when, like, 2, possibly 3 people made my drinks, because they're the only ones that seem to know how to make it right. So
that's how I feel about the one in Brandywine. They're the only one who makes my one drink perfect every time. I will not order that drink if I'm not going to that one.
Yeah, so I, like, one day I got it and I was just like, this is not good. So the guy looks at the cup and he's like, because they barely put any caramel in it. And then I seen him make my drink, and when I tell you, they, like, drenched my cup with caramel.
good. That's just how I like it.
Yeah, and I was just like, so when I go to the one, the new one, I always watch them, and like they literally don't give a fuck. When I tell you, you say extra caramel, just trust and believe. You're gonna
get a cup full of caramel.
Exactly. I was like, I don't even care, because that's what I like. Because I do 3 shots of espresso, 3 pump soy mocha, cream, and extra caramel drizzle.
I love it.
It's amazing.
That all sounds about right. This is making me want to go get a coffee in the morning. And I said that I was not going to buy coffee for 2 weeks. We're going to make it at home. I literally have everything. I have a milk frother. I have the caramel drizzle. I have the syrups. Why the fuck am I still spending money on coffee?
Because I don't have
fucking lazy.
An espresso machine. That's what I need in my life.
You know what? I want an espresso so fucking bad. We talked about this the other day.
Yes.
I want one. I might get me one for Christmas. Do my Christmas present to myself.
Shoot. When I move, that's... If I don't buy it before I move, when I move, that's the first thing I'm getting is a freaking espresso.
I got to upgrade from my Keurig.
I was going to get a Keurig, but...
No, Nespresso is where it's at. Nespresso is like some grown woman shit.
Yeah.
Keurig was nice. I had my, you know, my skinny one. I had that since college. I took that to my freshman dorm. Then I upgraded, you know, to the big Keurig. It's been holding me down since, but it's time for upgrade.
Definitely. I feel like I was talking to somebody, and they were like, oh, you don't really need a Keurig. You need an espresso because you don't drink regular coffee. You drink espresso shots.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
Duh.
And I'm that way, too. I don't really want a cup of coffee. Like, my dad, he drinks a cup of black coffee every morning.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, very much so an espresso drinker. Mm-hmm. Or I like making like cappuccinos with special little flavorings and stuff.
And then if anybody says that there's no difference, there's a huge difference.
There's a huge difference between coffee and espresso.
So don't come for me saying that it's the same thing. I feel like my nose hurts so bad. I feel like someone punched me in my nose. But yeah, feeling the need to do it all leads you to espresso shots. Every day.
Every single fucking day. Triple espresso shots.
Especially when you have a toddler like mine that wakes up at 1:30 and doesn't go back to sleep until 5. It's the struggle bus over here. Trust and believe, it may look good on Instagram, but it's a struggle bus getting out the house in the morning.
Why does dance class start at 9 o'clock? Do you fucking know? It took us 3 hours just to get to fucking dance class last Saturday. Like, I can't fight with her. First of all, she wants to wear what she wants to wear. Okay, fine. I don't care. Pick any fucking leotard. Just put it on.
Right.
Then she doesn't want to wear black tights. She wants to wear pink tights. I'm not going to argue with you about the fucking tights. Just put them on.
Yeah.
Then they're too scratchy. So now we got to take them off and get a pair that's not scratchy. Look, the drama. The drama. Then she wanted to do her makeup because she's a ballerina and ballerinas always look pretty. But it's just dance class. We don't have time for this, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so that's what goes on in my household. This shit is not easy. Y'all see the cute pictures. You don't understand the hell that I went through just to get her into that building on time.
Behind the scenes. I picked Tiana up and she either has her dance stuff on or she doesn't. But when I tell her we're going to dance class, she'd be like, okay, I need to put my shoes on. I need to put my outfit on if I don't have it on. Like, she'd be ready.
Girls are just extra.
Very. I'd be like, don't let me stop the show. Keep going.
What'd you say?
I tell her, don't let me stop the show.
Oh, it's really their world. We just live here and serve them.
Yeah.
That's about it. And I have two.
Craziness. I could only imagine two kids. See, but yours are like a farther distance than what mine would. Well, no, now they would be the same age. But if I was to have one earlier, I feel like it would be craziness.
Yeah. I feel like I'm losing my mind every day, but it's okay. It's fun. You know, this lady on TikTok, she called ages basically birth to 4. This shit is wicked. You go through a lot.
You really do. And it literally, that makes no sense.
Like, just shakes your whole world upside down.
I'm like, who woke up and told you to choose violence today? Well, guys, that was our episode for today. We will catch you next Monday. Have a good one.